Good morning. It's Morgan Evans. How are you?
Oh, good day, Morgan Evans.
I love it. Good day to you, too.
Thanks for giving me a tingle. How you going?
You've been practicing.
Oh, no. Can you help me out here? I know that's really bad. Is that what people really say?
That sounded pretty fair dinkum.
People really say stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe a generation ago.
Well, that's what they have on Google.
Maybe my parents would have said that. Yeah. It's funny. I feel like in the last 20 years or something, that the world's become more global. So we're trying to use the same word.
That's true.
But beyond that, there is a very distinct Aussie kind of way of talking.
Exactly. Just like in Boston, we've got a funny way of talking too.
Exactly. I love that accent.
Yeah. So maybe I could teach you a little, like, yo, hey, traffic's wicked bad. My car is dying, but I got my dunks. Going to Fenway Park tonight.
That's what I like. I like
Is there sometimes communication lost in translation with your Southern girl, Kelsey Ballerini? Expressions.
Yes, definitely early on. Afternoon is the big one. I would say Arvo, like as in Arvo.
Okay.
And we tend to shorten things and put O or E on the end of them, and that makes them a more endearing sort of a thing. Yeah, that's one I send in text messages every now and then, and I just get question marks.
Like, yeah. What the heck are you saying?
She's across it now, though.
So how is the married life going?
Married life's fantastic. Thanks for asking. It's been a year and a half now, and for some reason, this year has been great schedule-wise. We've both been really busy, but for some reason, the days off have lined up a lot more than they did last year, and we've seen a lot of each other, which has been fantastic.
That is fantastic, and I see that you're coming to visit us right around your anniversary time at the Brighton Music Hall, so maybe you guys could make a weekend of it in Boston. That would be romantic.
It would, absolutely. I mean, I'll be dragging her along to as many dates as I can, that's for sure, but I am very excited for these shows. We're doing a world tour for the back of the year, starting in September in the UK, and then we're doing the UK, a little bit of Europe, then we're heading down to Australia and New Zealand, and then bringing it back to the United States and Canada to finish it off. And I've never actually played my own show in Boston before.
Right.
I feel like it's one of those cities you don't expect to be huge with country music, but I mean, Kelsey always tells me it's like one of her favorite cities in the world to play country music in, and I've been to see her play there, and I played there with Old Dominion a few months ago. And,
yes, I remember.
Yeah, it made me so excited to come back.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, we're a little crazy here in Boston. We're just passionate about music and sports, that's all.
I love it. It sounds like Australia.
Right, we've got that in common.
Exactly.
What was the first concert you ever went to, Morgan?
I think the first concert I ever went to, well, it was something my parents took me to. I think it was my 13th birthday, and my dad took me to see Deep Purple play.
Wow.
In my hometown entertainment center, and it was pretty awesome.
Mind-blowing. And what about the concert that had the biggest impact on you, that you thought, maybe I've got to do this?
Oh, that's easy. I got dragged along to another concert by my mom about 15 years ago, and maybe even more, and Keith Urban was playing in my hometown.
Well, there you go.
It was right after he put out Golden Road, but he was just kind of starting, like that. The kind of lifespan of that album had just started, so it wasn't a big place and it wasn't a big crowd. But I definitely will remember that show for the rest of my life.
He is the ultimate entertainer.
Absolutely, and again, you know, insanely good guitar player.
Exactly. So Kiss Somebody, it was a big, huge hit for you here in the U.S. Now you've got yourself a good, old-fashioned American drinking song.
Yes, it feels like the right time to be singing the good, old-fashioned American drinking song, too, as it heats up now.
Exactly.
It's fun to have Day Drunk as a second single. When you're choosing a second single, it's always it's a big decision. But thankfully, we had people on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and just watching what people were buying, easy choice to go with this one.
Well, everybody loves Day Drunk, and it's just in time for summertime and all the fun stuff that goes along, like drinking games. So I thought we could play a real quick drinking game, Morgan, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the song. You tell me who sings it. Are we ready?
Oh, okay. Right on.
Day Drinking.
Little Big Town.
Yes. Pretty good at drinking beer.
Ooh, Billy Currington?
Oh, very good. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Joe Nichols.
You're good at this. Whiskey River.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Okay, it's a classic. Old school.
Okay.
That was Willie Nelson.
My knowledge, My knowledge of classic country is a little weird because I know a lot about some things and nothing about
other
things.
Yeah, and that's
kind of based on whoever came to Australia at the time.
You know? What about Red Solo Cup?
Well, that's Toby Keith. I opened for him last weekend, actually.
You did?
I did, yeah.
That must have been fun. He's always a good time. Did he introduce you to his mezcal on his bus?
I did not go on his bus, but I do enjoy mezcal. Maybe I should have talked to him.
You should ask him next time. And one more, alcohol.
Oh, that's Brad Paisley.
Yay, look at you. 5 out of 6.
Nice one. Thank you. Thanks for keeping it amazing for me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we cannot wait to see you at Brighton Music Hall. I mean, it's a far way off, December 6th, but get your tickets now because they'll be gone.
Yeah, they go on sale today. So
today.
It's an exciting day for me. The tour's going on sale, and I'm stoked to be talking to you and stoked to be coming up to visit you all.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Morgan, and for being a good sport, and happy summer.
Thank you. You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.